All right. Back to the show at hand. A quick update on Sideshow Bob's campaign for charity. He's literally attempting to eat the entire contents of our break room vending machine. And if you would like to get in, make a donation in the 45 minutes we have left here in the show, what you need to do is call 214-787-1310 or pound 1310 if you're on your cell phone. Talk to Turley and pledge something per food item, like a quarter a bag of potato chips or a dollar a candy bar or something like that. And then we'll total it up at the end of the night, and we're going to donate all the money to muscular dystrophy. All right, now spread out the wrappers here so I can see what you've gone through so far. Sideshow has eaten a Three Musketeers bar. He's eaten some beef jerky, a bag of pretzels, a bag of Lay's potato chips, two bags of Lay's potato chips.
Baked.
A bag of chocolate donuts. He's working on Skittles right now. He's eaten about six or eight Famous Amos cookies. Yeah, that's just disgusting looking at it. Turley, how are we doing on the tote board right now?
Well, hold on a second. Add it up once again. Right now, our total is at $180.
Excellent.
God almighty.
Yes. We have a gentleman by the name of Matt that's donating $10 per bag. So, far we've got eight bags of nonsense eaten by Sideshow. So that's $80 right there. So he's rolling.
All right. Well, thank you, good P1s. Keep those donations coming to Muscular Dystrophy as Sideshow. How are you feeling over there, by the way, Sideshow? I know he's got to kind of yell because your mic's not on.
I'm all right.
Okay, he's
looking
kind of
bloated. Oh, wait.
Well, I untucked the shirt, so we're doing okay.
All right, he's created extra room. That's good. All right, let's welcome Paul to the show. Paul, how you doing?
Just fine, man. Shout-outs to you, all the P1s. And unfortunately, somebody asked for one named Camel Toe. So shout-out to Camel Toe. Just all my peeps in general.
Hello, Delwyn R.
Greetings. How
are you doing? Day?
I'm doing fine. Hey, Sideshow. Is this Cheeto that's over here in my chair, is that like shrapnel or a leftover?
Collateral damage.
Oh, man, I hate it when that happens.
Nice. Guys, I don't know if you saw the story about Christina Aguilera and her new video. It's called Dirty.
Mm-hmm.
She's a dirty girl.
Yeah.
But she might have gotten a little more than she bargained for, because apparently one of the assistants to the producer of the video went out and got some signs that were written in Taiwanese. I guess that's how you say it, right? The language of Thailand, Taiwanese.
Or maybe Taiwan.
Thai.
Or Thai, I guess. Okay.
Yeah, there you go.
But the problem was that he got these signs, he put them in the background on the video. He didn't know what they said, what they translated to. And in fact, they have headlines on them that tout Thailand sex tourism and young underage girls that are available.
You know, I haven't seen the video, so I don't feel comfortable completely judging it. Maybe if I have a larger, more naked picture of Christina Aguilera in front of me, I could probably do a better job.
There you go.
Oh, thank you, Audrey.
I'm also assuming you don't speak Thai, so if you saw the video, you know, initially it might not mean that much to you.
And I have to wonder how much they're worried about losing the whole Thai market. I don't know if there's a whole lot there. It's also slightly surprising to see you come out against kid porn from what we had talked about earlier. You're kind of doing the 180 on me.
Well, no, I draw a very distinct line. At the age of consent, sir.
Okay. Sorry.
And that's why I live in the great state of Texas, because it's a year younger than most other places.
There you go. Where's the line? It all depends on where you live. Anyway, I don't know. Obviously, if you're a record company, you have a huge problem looking like you promote kiddie porn. I don't know. It just sounds like an accident. You know, I don't speak Thai. Who does? Besides from the people of Thailand.
Well, somebody was pulling a gag on somebody, because, you know, at the point that they went to buy the poster, you know, somebody knew what the poster said.
You think there's some Taiwanese guy giggling off in the corner as the guy's walking out of the store with those under his arm?
You know, I think not, because there are times when there have been, like, I think it was Coca-Cola, they won't sell it in certain Arab nations, I think, because if you turn the can a certain way, it spells something. It just happened to work out that way. Did you ever hear that, or am I just high?
I don't know if you're high, but I've never heard it.
Okay, either way.
Does it have to be one or the other? I guess
it could be high. I don't think.
All right, now we're visiting with our P1 guest host here on the P1 Wild Ass Circus. If you would like to be on the show. Actually, Delwyn R., why don't you tell them how you get on the show?
Well, it's easy. If you want to get on the show, all you do is you go to the ticket webpage, which is at www.theticket.com. You follow the links to the information page on the Wild Ass Circus, and you send Big Dick a little note about why you should be a part of the party.
That's all you got to do. And we'd love to have you up here in studio. Now, Paul, our P1 guest host, Paul, here at 921 on Sports Radio 1310 The Ticket, you approached me with an interesting theory pertaining to the white trash community. It was a concern that I had not really ever thought of, but now I'm really concerned about it. Why don't you share that with the listener?
I think you and all P1 should be concerned about this. Let me preface by saying I have some white trash roots, perhaps particles of white trash still coursing through my very veins, but still.
Thank you for your candor.
Okay, but I am trying to distance. And my big fear is that we all know the haircut called the mullet, also called the Camaro cut.
Mm-hmm.
The Firebird
where it's just long in the back.
Yeah, business up top and a party in back.
Right.
That's exactly it. But, you know, you've got the Firebird and the Camaro and all those cars in that genre together, and they're going to quit making them. They have quit making them. And all of a sudden, the white trash of the world has fewer vehicles. In fact, that is the official ride of the white trash, and you have to wonder what they're going to drive. Like, say you drive some kind of pre-owned certified Lexus or something, mm-hmm. and they pull up next to you, and the next thing you know, that thing's filling up some kind of wrestling parking lot near you.
That's true. It's through no fault of your own.
You're stuck in the white trash ride.
And so the concern is that you may be driving a car that potentially could be selected the next white trash automobile.
They may target your vehicle because they're looking
out of spite.
Now. Maybe
Okay, maybe not me, but...
But see, we could narrow this down a little bit.
All right.
I mean, there are certain makes and models of car that you could immediately just say, no, that's not going to be it. For example, you know, there's never going to be a BMW white trash car.
They like domestic.
They like the domestic. Okay, so... And I think you could further narrow it down by saying that it needs to be a Chevrolet, a Dodge, a Pontiac, or a Ford, because those are the cars that participate in NASCAR.
Okay, and you're thinking maybe they stay loyal to the brand as well, the makers of Camaros and Firebirds and whatnot.
Most likely, but there's a chance if you find a nice Passat or something that looks good on concrete blocks in your yard, you may go with that as well. I hate to pigeonhole anybody. Just a thought.
I think you might have a little bit of problem with the white trash people being able to pronounce Passat.
Passat.
I'm not going there.
Well, as a former Firebird driver myself back in high school, I don't know what I would have done in high school if I wouldn't have had that option available.
Walked.
Well, you know, if you're younger and your income level's lower, you have some leeway. But some people hold on to that Firebird a little longer than they should.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, if I could grow a mullet, even short up top, I would go with it. I mean, I can't really say, well, I wouldn't go with
the mullet. Yeah, yours would probably look more like Hulk Hogan.
Yeah. And with the red hair, it's almost kind of a bozo effect. So I kind of have to stay away from most of that.
I understand. Well, that's an interesting theory, and it's something that we need to continue to keep an eye on, because you're right. I mean, they're going to need to get around somehow. It's not like white trash is just going to all of a sudden start using public transit and public transit only.
Oh, okay. About to say,
yeah, but I mean,
there's a chance.
Yeah, but they're going to need to designate a car of their own, and hey, it could just as well be yours as anyone else's.
They could steal Dart from this fair city.
That's a public service announcement right there, courtesy of Paul, and that's insightful on your part. I'm glad you brought that.
Thank you, sir.
To the show.
It's 10:25. This is Sports Radio 1310, The Ticket.
We have to do sensitive time check whenever we're bringing up emotional material. Now, real quick, before we take a break here and bring on what's coming up next, we're going to do the P1 Day 1 Roundtable with Sideshow Bob and Del 1R and John C. about what it was like to be a P1 from the beginning. If you've ever heard any of the old ticket stories, you'll want to hang around for this or any talk of ticket year one,
uh-oh,
ticket year two, that sort of thing. Now, Sideshow Bob is slowing down a little bit. What we're attempting to do here, Sideshow Bob is attempting to eat the entire contents of our break room vending machine one item at a time. He's doing it for charity. He's doing it for Jerry's Kids. And we're having P1s call in and sponsor him at 214-787-1310 or #1310 your cell phone. And they're donating, an amount per item, like a quarter a candy bar or a dollar per bag of potato chips, something like that. And he's got a whole mound of trash going. Now, right now, what are you eating right now? What is that?
He's
Oreos?
He's struggling.
He's working on, like, the fake Oreo.
You know what concerns me about this big dude?
What's that?
You know, he's been in here for, what, an hour and a half?
Right.
He's got a half gallon of empty water bottles over there.
Now, does that help, Sideshow, drinking the water? It does? Okay.
I'm thinking there's a dam fixing to break.
It can. It's like taking up valuable space inside your gut. You need that for the kids.
Now, that necessarily won't be bad, because we've had somebody that wants to donate $1 per flush. So,
hey,
if you want to go ahead and do that.
There's somebody thinking outside the box.
How much if I clog the standard?
Oh, Lord.
I don't know. Call in and tell us tell us how much that's worth to you. All right, it's 9:26 on Sports Radio 1310, The Ticket. When we come back, we will convene the P1 Day 1 Roundtable, and we'll all get a sudden case of good old age syndrome here on the P1 Wild Ass Circus on Sports Radio 1310, The Ticket.